It's 7:21. Joining us now in studio is the superintendent of Northfield Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Matt, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, Jeff, it's a great morning to be here in beautiful downtown Northfield. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a glutton for punishment. I have to tell you, I'm pretty happy that I was at a school board meeting last night rather than watching that Vikings debacle.
Yours was much more exciting, I'm sure.
Well, and I just, you know, Jeff, I know we share a love of another sport. So just for our listeners out there who are suffering through another underwhelming performance by our local purple, it is only 71 days until pitchers and catchers report.
All right, counting them off already. Let's move into last. You had quite a bit last night on the agenda and covered quite a bit of ground. So, boy, where do you want to start with on that?
Well, you know, as a teacher, I always joked that no matter how many days we have in the week, there's the same work has to get done in the number of days. So you have regular 5-day week. You only have 3 days, like we will next week, just before winter break. There's 5 days worth of work to get done in 3 days, just how it works. You know how that goes. And in December, our school board only has one meeting, but there's enough work for two meetings. So we had quite a bit of work last night and really appreciative of the work that the board did. First, just to start off, Jeff, last night was the last meeting for the term of Margaret Colangelo. Margaret served a 4-year term on our school board. She was an outstanding board member, really participated in a number of different ways, was instrumental in helping us adopt our master facilities plan, adopt our new strategic plan. And then something many people probably don't know about, we've talked about the Cannon Valley Special Education Cooperative before. It's 4 school districts that come together. It's Northfield, Faribault, Owatonna, and Medford. They come together to provide special education services for students who just aren't able, or their disabilities don't allow them to be in a traditional school setting. And Margaret was our maiden member of that board and actually served as their board chair for the last couple of years. And so not only did Margaret make a difference here in Northfield during her 4 years on the board, she also made a substantial difference in the development of the Cannon Valley Special Education Cooperative. So we want to thank Margaret Colangelo for her service on the board and her public service to the community. So just want to start off with that.
All right. Good work.
And then I know you've had these folks on, our SCOPE students, Earl Weinman, Northfield Middle School teacher, brought 4 students who had worked on the most recent SCOPE book, the Eden on the Cannon. If you've not had a chance to take a look at it, you can take a look at it down at the Historical Society. But it's really the first comprehensive history of Northfield. And so we had 4 high school students who were the last group. This was something that took place over 4 years. Some of the kids who actually helped write this are sophomores in college now. And so really exciting in terms of hearing those reflections a few years later. What was really special about it is the youngest group of students who worked on this book. But this isn't just a booklet. I mean, this is a historical book that you can, I mean, it looks like something you get at Barnes & Noble, and it's outstanding. To hear our high school seniors reflect upon how that SCOPE experience in eighth grade really set them up for their high school career, the things that they learned during that process, the things that they've used in high school, and the things that they're looking forward to using as they leave Northfield High School this year. If people have a chance to go back and review the board video last night to do so, I encourage them to do so, or listen to their spot here on KYMN when they came in to talk with you guys, because it will give you faith in our future. I mean, just the historical research they talked about, you know, actually researching from scratch, just not something that a lot of students get an opportunity to do, even at the college level. And so we're really proud of this very unique partnership with Carleton College, with the Northfield Historical Society, and other community members who come in and assist the students in these projects. And so they've gone back to more of a booklet piece now. Last year, the 8th grade SCOPE students, who are now 9th graders, did a really wonderful piece on cows, colleges, and discontentment. And they actually looked at 10 controversies in Northfield over the last 15 or so years. So this is really high-end research and writing by these students. And we couldn't be more proud of them, and we're thankful. This is Earl Wyman's passion, and we could not be more grateful to Mr. Wyman. It wouldn't be getting done if it wasn't for his leadership, and so we appreciate his leadership and bringing those partners together. And again, just a, you know, sometimes the school board meeting is, a lot of times it's a business meeting, so we're getting the work of the school district done. But anytime that we have students who are coming and presenting, it just reminds everyone that this is why we're doing those business meetings. And so just great job by our students last night.
Yeah, wonderful job on that book and the whole program. And hopefully that Earl mentioned that he may want to pass the baton, pass the torch to somebody. Hopefully that will continue on because he's done just a wonderful job. It takes
he's
a lot of work.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Truth in Taxation.
Yes, it's that time of the year.
Yeah,
I know that
is.
You have the rest of our governmental agencies who come through and talk mm-hmm. with you regularly, and we're no different in terms of we had our Truth in Taxation meeting last night. Now, in Minnesota, it used to be that school districts had to have a separate meeting for Truth in Taxation presentation. Now what they do is they allow it to be part of a regular board meeting, but there's a separate public comment. We did not have anyone there to comment publicly on the Truth in Taxation piece last night, but the board did approve the 2019 levy, and it is a 4% increase over the prior year. That does include the increase for the recently approved bond referendum, a total levy of $20,025,845.72. And again, part of that also we're required to present a budget update. And so one of the things that you've heard us talk about before is financial transparency and stewardship. And so one of the things that we really like about this mid-year, because this is really our mid-year in terms of the school district budget because we run July through June, what we really appreciate about this opportunity, we always now present a revised budget. So the board adopts their annual budget in June for the next fiscal year, and then we have just now made it a practice that in December every year, our finance director, Val Mertzdorf, does a revised budget presentation for the board and asks them to approve it. And, of course, there's many good reasons for that. When we approve the budget in June, there's a lot of things that we think we know, like how many kids are going to be here in the fall, are there going to be students who maybe need some additional support, will we have a large influx of students into one grade level at one school that might necessitate the addition of a teacher in that area to make sure that we can maintain a reasonable class size. So a lot of the dust has cleared, if you will, mm-hmm. for the year. And so Val did a budget adjustment, and, of course, a couple of different things that go into that. And so looking at just, again, being conservative and revising our student enrollment while we're still growing, our growth has slowed. And so we've actually revised our projections for students just down by 10 students. Now, out of 4,000 students, that's mm-hmm. not substantial. But I share that only to help listeners understand the level of detail that we go to with this planning. And then we also look at additional expenditures, things that may not have been anticipated yet in June when we adopted the final budget that had to be taken care of in the fall that the board has approved. So just the part of that process, and I share it so that listeners understand that, you know, this is not a, oh, we just set the budget and forget it and we'll see how it works out at the end of next year. We're constantly monitoring that budget. Val and I have a dashboard that we are comparing revenue and spending over the past 4 years on a monthly basis. So we're starting to see the patterns. There's, of course, months of the year where there's traditionally higher number of expenditures, for example, when we start the year, and then there's a cruising altitude, you know, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is that this midpoint check is a really important reason why the district has been very financially stewardly, if you will, because we're constantly monitoring it. And it's not that we're, oh, you know, we're really looking at every – we are really making sure we look at every penny. So
all right.
Important
any,
piece.
Any major changes, or is it all just kind of minor tweaks and
– reasonable changes,
okay.
Yes.
All yep. right.
And the issue is when you have a few less students and a few more expenses, that just mm-hmm. changes how it looks like it's going to come out at the end of the year. But we are in just very good financial condition compared to most school districts in the state, and we have the voters to thank for that.
You know, looking through a list of stuff that we have here, I don't know if we're going to get to all that, so maybe we can have you back a little bit. If
probably
that,
not 2 weeks from today.
Okay, well, not on Christmas Day.
No, but the 26th for sure.
Okay, someday. But I want to get into the new schools
that
you have and the architectural drawings and the process where you're at. It's not only a new school, but you have you're working on, what, five schools?
There are five different projects,
yes. And you took some steps last night.
We did. And so last week, actually November 19th, we opened the request for proposals for architectural services, for construction management services, and for investment services for projects associated with the November 6th bond referendum. And the key thing is in Minnesota, we actually weren't required to do an RFP or request for proposals for those services because they're considered contracted services, and school districts by law are allowed just to directly negotiate. So we could have just called up a couple of people and said, hey, we want to work with you. But that's not how we roll. Again, financial stewardship. We put out a request for proposals. We want to make sure that every step along the way our taxpayers, you know, get the best building for kids that they can for the amount of money that we are putting forward, because people have really trusted us with this. And so we did request for proposals. We did have two architectural firms who submitted proposals. We had five construction management firms, and we had three investment services firms. Investment services is a little bit different, very cut and dry, you know, about financial technical pieces. And so our director of finance, Val Mertzdorf, made the recommendation to go with PMA Financial. They're a group that we've worked with in the past, and they had the exact same what they call basis points proposal as the all three firms. And so when all else is equal, previous relationship is a positive thing. And so we're going to be moving forward with PMA as our investment services manager. Those are the folks who are going to manage the investment of the bonds, again, to try to gain some interest for the taxpayers so that we can potentially reduce the total bond amount. We're not going to be able to do that substantially, but again, we're trying to do everything we can to just reduce that impact to the taxpayer even more so than what we had said during the informational campaign. We did make a selection for architectural firm, Wold Architects and Engineers of St. Paul, Minnesota, was approved last night as the architectural firm. And again, they have some really outstanding, especially recent experience. So not only did we interview these, so they made a proposal, and then we interviewed both architectural firms and three of the five construction management firms. And so really great interview with Wold. There were seven people who were on the committee, including a couple of board members, administrators, both from the building level and the district level, really impressed with the work that they have done in a number of other school districts. It's not just important about the firm, Jeff. It's about asking the firm who are the people from their firm that they're going to assign to these projects, because a firm can have an A team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they may have a couple of C teams. And guess what? They might bring the A team to the interview and give you the C team for the project. So one of the questions that we asked is, are you committing to the team that you're sharing with us being on site and on the project through substantial completion? And in both the construction management and the architectural case, they both said yes, and the teams that we're getting from those companies are just outstanding. So Wold Architects, they've done some great work recently in Byron, Minnesota. They've done some work in Mankato, some work in Owatonna, some real positive feedback that we've gotten. Edina, where they have done some really great work, and especially about listening to the stakeholders as they develop the plan. So a very intentional manner of getting feedback, you know, from not just the teachers in the building or the staff in the building, but also from community members and other interested parties. So we're really pleased with the way that they're looking at how they're going to do that. That's getting started this week with just, in fact, about 30 minutes ago, we launched a survey to gather feedback from staff who aren't able to be part of the design teams for each facility. On the construction management side, the construction management is a little different than a general contractor. What's going to happen is the construction management firm is really our project manager and our advocate. So we will actually do a lot of bidding. Unlike when you do a general contractor, you just do the one bid for the general contractor. We're going to be doing quite a few bids for things like electrical services, for site development, all those kinds of things. And the construction management firm is designed to make sure that things happen on time and on budget and that we get what we pay for. We selected Knutson Construction out of Rochester. They're a regional firm, Southeast Minnesota firm, have an incredible track record in terms of both coming in on budget and on time. Also, really impressed with how they approach working with the community. So, for example, because these projects that we're talking about all are happening in neighborhoods, both at Bridgewater and Sibley, if you think about it, they will do quarterly meetings that residents and neighbors can come and attend so they can explain, hey, here's what we've been doing up till now. Here's what we're working on the next quarter. They offer an opportunity for a hotline where if there's a concern about something that's happening on the site, a resident can call and they can try to address the concern. Knutson also, and all of the firms, but really emphasizing safety. And Knutson's line is that safety is no accident. And so really impressed with the very experienced team, you know, that Knutson's going to have on site at these projects to make sure, again, that they're safe for the people who are there, that they make sure that, you know, community and school are really understanding what's going on and that on time and on budget is the goal. So really impressed with them, and they even went to points of like, we'll share a construction word of the week, you know, so your elementary staff can talk about this boom crane that's out here. And then they also had an interest in allowing our high school career technical education students to regularly tour the site, so they can see how the progress of a building and how does construction actually work in the field. So really thrilled to have those three on board. Originally, it was planned to be a preliminary recommendation, but as the discussion went on, we had a motion to move it to an item for individual action because the board felt that there was more than due diligence completed. So we're excited because we want to get moving, and three great firms that we're partnering with.
Now, I know you want to break ground on that as soon as you can, come
Absolutely.
Construction season. So as far as the architectural design, is that just for the new building, or is that for all the projects? Will they be working on each of those?
They'll be working on all the projects, Jeff, mm-hmm. because even, you know, just these, you know, what you think of just the little bit of renovation that we're doing at Longfellow School to accommodate district offices, that still requires some architectural planning. I mean, of course, it's completely minimal compared to the new building, but all five of the projects have an architectural piece to them, and they'll be helping us with all five of those, and that'll be starting right away here. So,
when do you hope to have the complete designs approved?
You know, our goal would be to have those complete designs in by April or May, you know, mm-hmm. so that we can have the goal of bidding those the bigger parts of the jobs in June or so. There's a couple of projects that we're actually looking at. There's one project, at least, that we're looking at that because of its limited nature compared to the others, that we might even try to accelerate that a little bit and get that going done a little bit earlier. And so that's part of the process over the next couple of weeks. We're just looking at how is there a part of a project that we could complete in the upcoming summer, you know, so mm-hmm. that we can try to make sure that we are not having, you know, four or five things happening at once. So
yeah.
the two companies really feel that that's possible, and they're excited about it.
All right. Matt, we'll have you back. Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have about 60 seconds or so?
Well, Jeff, I think we did quite a bit today.
We did quite a bit. We've got quite a bit more to go through.
We'll schedule something over winter break. It was great. We had, I think people should be really proud of our school board. They are thoughtful. They deliberate. And something that goes against the grain of a lot of public entities anymore, they listen to one another. I think Northfield residents can be very proud of their school board and how they act on the work and the business of their school district and truly the leadership of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Matt. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again probably sometime over the Christmas break.
It's my pleasure, Jeff. Thanks.
Right.
Have a great day, everyone.
That is Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.